This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. North Akron has been home to immigrants from Nepal, Italy, and 200 years ago, Ireland. So what happened to the area that was once known as Old Dublin?
The lower lands of what is now called North Akron, being thickly dotted over the log and slab shanties, inhabited mostly by Irish labourers upon the canal, was christened and for many years retained the historic name of Dublin.
That's Mary Donaghy, who emigrated from Ireland in the 1990s with her husband when he found work in northeast Ohio. The couple eventually settled in North Canton. She's reading the words of one-time Summit County Sheriff Samuel Lane, who authored an 1892 history of Akron. There's a spot just north of downtown, right next to the Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railway Depot, where one can look down the hill at the Little Cuyahoga River. It's where I found myself on a rainy afternoon with Akron attorney Chris Esker.
The Irish roots would be my grandfather, whose last name was Horgan, and his name was Dennis, his father's name was Dennis, his father's name was Dennis, but it was his father who had emigrated to the United States and ended up in upstate New York working for the railroad. We're standing under the Y Bridge right now, or the All-America Bridge.
Esker led me to this spot after seeing a social media post about what the area was called in the 1820s.
What happened to the idea of an old Dublin?
The shantytown was a working village for Irish laborers who built the Ohio and Erie Canal in the 1820s and 30s. It grew to more than 200 people. But University of Akron historian Eric Olson says much of Old Dublin's history was never documented.
Irish were not considered white as we think of them today. At that time, they were discriminated against in ways that today we think would be weird because they're considered part of the same racial category. I'm not condoning any of this. This is obviously 19th century history that we're talking about here.
After the canal was finished, Old Dublin was essentially abandoned as the Irish moved to other parts of the city. But remnants of its history remained, as the hillside had been used as a makeshift cemetery.
It even being reported that a pretty well-preserved skull thus brought to light was missing head of William Beatson, the Englishman murdered at Cuyahoga Falls.
His bones were discovered years later when what had been Old Dublin was being excavated for the Valley Railway and other purposes. And that's what led to people remembering that there had once been a shanty town there. Historian Eric Olson explains.
This is actually the bed of the Pennsylvania and Ohio Canal, which went defunct very quickly. So you had a canal splicing through this community. You have railroads that were built around the 1870s in this community as well.
Paddy built the railways and made the highways and dug canals. The Irish have prospered and moved into better city quarters, while the Italian, a latecomer, has taken old houses and become the predominating influence in the locality. The territory has been conquered in succession by Ireland, Africa, and Italy.
Old Dublin continued evolving into what's today the Cascade Valley neighborhood. A city report puts the current population at about 2,200 people, with a quarter of the homes being built this century. Standing next to the Little Cuyahoga, Chris Esker wonders what it was like 200 years ago.
Where the river is flowing, it would have been up the hillside, where Old Dublin would have been, and then kind of rolling its way down to the water, since people always gravitate toward water. So you and I can see where we were 5 minutes ago, which is just up the hill by the river tracks. And then, yeah, it would have been the rough and tumble down into the water area and where people would have done what they need to do by water. Clean, bathe, get water, whatever they needed.
Akron's history has been written and rewritten and rewritten. We're rewriting it right now in the middle of Main Street being redone. When you're doing historical stuff, it's the same way we learned to do research in law school. You do your research until you come back around to where you started.
Old Dublin may be gone, but there are still remnants of Irish heritage in Akron, from the ancient Order of Hibernians, which is a social club in Firestone Park, to St. Vincent St. Mary High School, and even the city's current mayor, Dan Horrigan. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.